Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Snide of Noon with John Kuhn and me, Rami Makhlouf. Brandon Snide along for the ride. And joining us now on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law, one call, that's all. He is the legendary voice of your Green Bay Packers on the Packers Radio Network. Always a pleasure to welcome in Mr. Wayne Larrivee. Wayne, how are you this morning, sir?
Good, Rami. All legendary means is you've been around a long time.
Yes, it does. I've been around for a minute. But going back to your days, I don't know if you know this about me, Wayne, but I was born and raised in Chicago. I'm a Bears fan, so I go all the way back to your days as the voice of the Bears before you left us for the enemy, my man. But I still appreciate your work and what you do on the Packers Radio Network. I know you were just in Matt LaFleur's press conference. What was a major takeaway or something that you learned from that?
That he's not fired up about Halloween. Aside from that, not a whole lot. this is just Friday, getting ready for a game. It's just Friday in the NFL. It's not Halloween, and he was asked about that. So
we can source you on that. Matt LaFleur, officially not a fan of Halloween. He's the Grinch of Halloween, Wayno.
Well, I would say just as pertains to Halloween falling in the middle of an NFL season, coming on a Friday when, you know, obviously there's a game on Sunday.
All right, fair enough. And there is a game with the Packers and the Carolina Panthers on site. It's a noon boom. Wayne, by every definition of a trap game, we laugh at this because we have this dialogue all the time with coaches and players, but a night game in Pittsburgh, then a Monday night game against the Eagles. Oh, let's just throw this random Carolina game at noon in between the two of those. That's not going to catch anybody by surprise, is it?
I hope not. But they've done, John, as you well know, a pretty good job of focusing game to game. And in the past, I'm talking about Matt LaFleur teams, rarely have they laid an egg for, you know, in a trap situation. So I expect this team to be ready and focused, probably happy to be home for once, and, ready to go for this game, along with those new 1923 uniforms. And the helmets look really cool. They've painted on leather, you know, like the helmets were in 23, and so it should be a lot of fun for the fans.
Talking with Wayne Larrivee, voice of the Green Bay Packers, here on 9 to noon with John Kuhn and me, Rami Makhlouf. And with this game on Sunday, that's not a great Panthers team, and we've been asking listeners today if they're going to be okay with anything less than a blowout win. What probably two scores or more is what I'd consider a blowout win. Is there ever a game where you're expecting a blowout, or is the NFL just too closely fought for anyone to expect that on a given week?
Well, I'll tell you this much. When I think it's going to be a blowout, it's usually a nail-biter right down to the end, and most of the time when I pick a game as a lock, my lock of the week, you can make a lot of money by going against my lock. Let me put it that way.
So, Wayne, you wouldn't have any concern if the Packers only win this game by 3 or 4 points. That wouldn't change the way you feel about the long-term outlook at this Green Bay Packer team.
Not at all. Nope. I think the next game where we start figuring out where the Packers sit in the pantheon of the NFC playoff race is the following week. You know, now the Packers for sure have to win this game. I don't care if they win it by 1 point or 15 and cover the spread. But I think the game against Philadelphia will tell a lot about where this team is right now. And Philadelphia has an advantage. They're coming off a bye next week.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. I hadn't looked at the schedule that closely yet to see where Philadelphia was. I didn't realize they had a bye. Yeah, that makes things a little bit tougher. Wayne, earlier we had on Matt Schneidman from The Athletic, who covers the Packers, and I asked him if Tucker Kraft had moved up into the echelon of the Travis Kelce's and the George Kittle's and elite tight ends of this world, and he said not only is he in that upper class of tight ends, he's better than those two guys. Are you ready to go that far with Tucker Kraft and his place amongst tight ends in the NFL today?
Well, I'll tell you who else that feels that way, Larry McCarron. He's been saying that for weeks now. That Tucker Kraft, you know, there's not a tight end he'd rather have than Tucker Kraft when you put everything together in terms of blocking, catching the football, yards after catch, and his age, his youth. I mean, he's younger than those guys. And you know, you could make the argument. I have no problem making that argument that he could be the best tight end of the league right now. He's certainly the most complete. I mean, all those guys do something well, but very few of those guys do everything well, and Tucker Kraft does everything well.
What scares you about the Panthers, Wayne?
Bryce Young getting behind center. I mean, I think he gives them a different charge, a different look. They feel pretty confident with him back. And, you know, so they can create some issues offensively. Dowdle's running the football as well as anybody in the league right now. Their offensive line, however, it may be missing as many as three pieces this week going into the game. So that's something that, if I had concern about the Panthers' offense, that would lessen it right there. Defensively, they're not bad. Matter of fact, their two corners are good. Even Mike Johnson, who gets picked on, these guys, J.C. Horn's a long, rangy type of cornerback, physical, so he'll get a penalty or two, but that's the price of doing business for him. But they're not going to be an easy team to beat in that regard. Defensively, they can make you work.
Do you expect to say Micah Parsons' name a lot on Sunday, given the state of that offensive line for the Panthers?
Yeah, I would think so. I know they're going to direct some attention his way, but Micah Parsons is a factor in every game he's played, so I would imagine we'll be talking about him a lot.
Wayne, talk about the Packers running backs for a bit. What Emmanuel Wilson brought in that Steelers game with a little bit of a jolt, and Josh Jacobs, and is he 100% in your eyes yet?
I don't know if he is. I'm trying to figure out with Josh. I thought earlier this season it was the offensive line that was struggling because they had a couple of pieces missing and they were moving people around, and I didn't think the run blocking was very effective in the first couple of weeks of the season. But as that line has come together and they've gotten their pieces back into place, I think they're starting to really – you're seeing it in pass protection, number one. That line is really coming to the fore. On the ground, this is where I have question, because behind the same offensive line, Emmanuel Wilson's averaging, what, 4-something a carry or almost 5 a carry? And, Josh is down around 3 and change. So I don't know. I don't imagine Josh is 100%, but he'll never tell you that.
Wayno, is Jordan Love an MVP candidate in your eyes?
You know, there's so many of them out there right now, and it's just so early in the season to make that jump. But he is playing at just a tremendously efficient level. And, you know, for Jordan Love to complete 20 straight passes in a game, I mean, to set the franchise record for consecutive completions in a game for a franchise that had, what, Bart Starr, Lynn Dickey, Brett Favre, and Aaron Rodgers, and yet this kid has the record for completions and consecutive completions, that says a lot about the way he's playing. I never, 3 years ago when he first took over, I never thought he'd be that accurate. I just didn't. And, boy, he's changed that. And that's a testament to him and the hard work he puts in during the offseason to improve his game.
Was that the best version of Jordan Love that you've seen in that game last week against Pittsburgh?
No, I think the best version of Jordan Love was the playoff game in Dallas 2 years ago.
Waino, he has been on a heck of a tear, and aside from a throw here and a throw there, I think he's as good as anybody in the league so far this season. How much credit is that Jordan Love, and how much do you give to Matt LaFleur as being able to kind of be one with Jordan Love and create these game plans that are so dominant?
Yeah, I think Matt LaFleur enjoys working with Jordan Love because, you know, he's got Jordan Love in a point in time where he could mold him into the quarterback he wants for his offense. And I think that's really neat. I mean, you know, when Matt got here, you know, you had Aaron Rodgers, and you weren't molding Aaron Rodgers. If anything, he was molding you. So this is where I think we're seeing Matt's offense a little more pure, that type of thing. You know, I would say the only thing that Jordan, and he's getting there, and it will take some time, but for example, let's go back to the Cleveland game, the interception that basically was, you know, turned the game for Cleveland. Matt, after the game, admitted that was a bad play call. If that play had come in with a guy like Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, he changes the play at the line of scrimmage, they get into something different, something better, and probably make a play instead of having a play made against them. And the Packers would be undefeated right now. So that's the difference. I mean, Jordan isn't at the point where he can technically do that. You know what I mean? I think the day is coming, but I don't get the impression he can change a lot at the line of scrimmage or is willing to change in a crucial situation like that at the line of scrimmage the way, you know, Aaron Rodgers would at any point in time.
I was recently reading a piece from Tyler Dunn. He used to cover the Packers for the Journal Sentinel. Now he has his own website, Go Long TD. And he quoted some folks from inside the Packers organization who said that they're not putting a ceiling on this guy, that the Patrick Mahomes comparisons, they don't want to hear that because they feel like he has the potential to be better than Patrick Mahomes. You've seen Brett Favre. You've seen Aaron Rodgers. What would you say is the ceiling for Jordan Love? Could we be talking about in an organization that obviously has a history of great quarterbacks? I know it's a long ways away and a long ways off, Wayne, but could we be seeing the best quarterback of the Packers if he reaches his full potential and hits that ceiling?
It'd be interesting to see. I mean, like I just mentioned, you know, the maturity process is going on as we speak, and you can see this kid growing. And by the way, what I mentioned before, not changing the play in Cleveland, that's not a rip on anybody, Jordan or Matt LaFleur. I mean, plays come in, and sometimes a defensive look as you get to the line of scrimmage changes what you need to call, and sometimes you need to make a change at the line of scrimmage. And all I'm saying is that Jordan right now may not be fully confident that he can make that change and in a play and get them into something different in a crucial situation like that. Now, as far as his long-term potential goes, I don't know. I think you'd have to talk to somebody who has a little more knowledge of quarterback play than I do. I've observed it over the years. I know a good quarterback when I see one, but can I predict the future as to where Jordan Love will be 5 years from now? I don't know. I can tell you this story, though. Before the San Francisco playoff game 2 years ago, and Jordan's on this great run, and I'm talking with John Eric Sullivan, one of Brian Gutekunst's right-hand men, and we're talking about Jordan Love, and he said to me, you know, the thing we loved about this kid is that it's his makeup. It's the way he goes about his business. It's that, you know, if he has success, he's not going to sit on his laurels. He's not going to sit on a big contract, and he's not going to relax. He's going to continue to work and to grow his game. So to say, where could he be 5 years from now? Could he be one of the best ever in Packers history? There's certainly reason to believe he could be, if he continues to improve like he has over these last 3 years.
All right, Waino, we started this thing talking about this game specifically and how really it doesn't matter if the Packers win by one or win by 40. You're not going to know much after this game is done. But next week, you mentioned the Eagles. That's where you find out about this Packers team. Who else in the NFC do you put in that category where it means something when they actually beat them?
Detroit Lions. And even though it was opening day, it still meant something to beat them. Those are the two teams I look at. The Rams would be another top team in the NFC. I may be missing somebody here, but, you know, you're looking at Philadelphia, Detroit, probably Detroit better than Philadelphia, I think. I think Detroit would beat Philadelphia now. And then you know, the Rams. The Rams are a team nobody talks about, and the other team nobody talks about is also in that division. That would be Seattle. Those are the teams, along with the Packers, that I think are the best of the NFC right now.
Talking with Wayne Larrabee, the voice of the Green Bay Packers. So you're not looking at any – the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, not a team that's on your radar? Is it that you might have to go through to win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, you might have to go through them. I think they'll be part of the playoff process. But, you know, that Tampa team I saw against Detroit didn't hold mustard.
That's fair. Wayne, I don't know if it's your lock of the week or not, but do you have a prediction for this Packers-Panthers game on Sunday?
I never make my predictions public because they're always wrong.
Fair enough. Wayne's picking the Panthers to cover, everyone. That's what he's trying to tell you.
And does Wayne Larrabee have a Halloween costume? That's the last question I have for it. Does Wayne Larrabee have a Halloween costume that he's going to get dressed up in tonight?
Yeah, it's pretty scary, and I wear it every day.
That is the voice of your Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee, and our guest for the last few minutes here on 9 to Noon on the Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Wayne, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. Go have a great call on Sunday afternoon of this Packers-Panthers game. Always appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Rami. And remember, remember me as the voice of the Bears, you're dating yourself.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware, Wayne. That's okay, though. It's all right. Appreciate you, man. Have a great weekend.
Take care, guys.
There's Wayne Larrabee joining us again on the Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Yeah, man, people still heard about that in Chicago, by the way. We loved Wayne Larrabee as the voice of the Chicago Bears. And the fact he's our Craig Council, quite frankly, but we're not as spiteful as you guys, so we still have some love for the dude. But it hurt. It hurt a little bit when he left us for the Packers, for sure.
You're not as spiteful. That's cute.
Yeah.
That's so cute of you to say something like that, Robbie. That is so cute.
Just a shot. Just a quick little shot there. We got to hit a quick break. On the other side, our official predictions for this Packers game. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And I just came across a tweet that we got to talk about. It's Halloween related. We'll get into that right after this. It is 9 to Noon with John Kuhn and me, Rami Makhlouf. Brandon Snide along for the ride. You, the Nooners, as always, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.